Good morning. We're continuing with Chai Odom Klal Chafei, Simen Yud Beis. Im Hiftik Kadei Ligmer Kol Yud Ches Mereshet L'Sefer. If a person interrupted Shmon Esrei, and the length of the interruption was the time it takes to daven the whole Shmon Esrei for that person, and this is defined by each person individually. So if I normally take 6 minutes for my Shmon Esrei, so my interruption would be an interruption of 6 minutes. If somebody else takes 8 minutes, his interruption would be defined by 8 minutes. If a person interrupts that amount of time that a person could, that he normally would finish Shmoneh Esrei from beginning to end, whether the interruption was through speech or just standing there quietly, but there was something else which caused it. He paused because of danger. He paused because that he had to relieve himself. The other types of pauses, interruptions that we've spoken about until now. So he has interrupted his Shmoneh Esrei, and the time is Kelig Merkulo. The time it takes to finish Shmoneh Esrei from beginning to end. So, in Hoya Ba'onis, if this interruption was ba'onis, now, counterintuitive, we might have thought that an interruption was which a person chooses to do on his own is worse than an interruption which is forced upon the person. But actually, halacha says that the opposite is true. An interruption which the person chooses is not as significant as an interruption which is forced upon the person. An interruption which is forced upon the person means that whatever reason, tefillah now is impossible. So we've been interrupted with a tefillah, which is at a point where tefillah is impossible. That's a significant interruption. An interruption where tefillah was possible, even when the person interrupts, that is not a true interruption to the same level. So now, Mishabur and Hichos Kriyashma discussed the definition of onus, arguing that the fact that a person has to interrupt in Birchas Kriyashma or Kriyashma because of danger, etc., is not a true onus, possibly. There's nothing wrong with the person or the physical place. There's no halachic issue. There's a practical issue he has to deal with. Maybe that's not called as a significant of an interruption. But as the Mishuber points out in Simen Kuf Dalet, even though that is true, that there is a discussion by Hilchos Birchas Kriyashma, whether to look at that as an interruption of onus or not, but by Shmon Esrei, which is more chomer, so even an onus which comes due to listim, etc., has a dinim an onus. Upshita imam makam ein aroi, or if the physical place became unacceptable halachically for tefillah, a child had dirtied himself over there, and we had to pause until the child was removed and cleaned. So while we're waiting for that to happen, so nobody's allowed to daven. So that's an interruption, which is the situation has become unacceptable for tefillah. So tefillah is not acceptable at this point. That is a significant interruption. So the law says a person has to go back to the beginning. So if the place is not roy because it became dirty, a halachic dirty, not talking about physical grime, etc. We're talking about that human waste. So he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. So there's an interruption in a way which is significant because it created a situation where it's not acceptable halachically to continue to daven, or there was a danger which caused him to interrupt either by pausing or by speaking. If that interruption lasted the time it takes to complete Shmoneh Esrei from beginning to end, he has to go back to the beginning. Even just by pausing without speaking. But if he just started to pause in the middle, and at any time he could he could continue speaking. So that's not a true interruption. Even though he chose to pause a significant amount of time, it was not considered an interruption. And a person spoke b'shogeg, so that's the halacha we said. Back in Siman Yud Aleph, that he's going to be chaser to the beginning of the bracha, and in the first few brachas will go back to the beginning, the last few brachas goes back to Ritzei, but we don't say he has to daven. So even though here he this speech b'shogeg lasted the time it takes for him to complete all of Shemoneh Esrei, the extraordinary example of that, the case of Bereshit Hashasek would be more common. So we do not require him to go back to the beginning. He just goes back to the beginning of the bracha, or the first three brachas, or last three brachas. He has to go back to the beginning of that set of brachas. Okay, have a good day.